Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
It is not enough to say that Atanas Buyagiev's creative work respects with its popularity. He created music for some of Bulgaria's best-loved TV series, such as Na Vseki Kilometer and Kapitan Petko Voivoda, also known as Captain Petko Voivod, as well as for a series of popular films and children's songs in the so-called entertaining genre. Atanas Buyagiev has been among the laureates of the Golden Orpheus contest since its establishment in 1965. He won various awards of this prestigious Bulgarian music contest, which turned into an international contest in 1967. In 1969, Mr. Buyagiev was awarded with the first Golden Statuette for creative work in the history of the Golden Orpheus Festival for the song Sunsanuvah Moya Obich, lyrics Bogomil Gudev to the rendition of Margaret Nikolova and Kirill Semov, arrangement Dečo Taraleškov.
Сънсънувах моя обич, мой ясен ден. Сън наведе ти лице до мен, сърце.
Ех, любов, любов,
The piece Sansanuvah was a music hit for many years. Those who were children back in the 1970s remember this song. Here is what Mr. Buyajiev told Radio Bulgaria.
Когато излезна вече на плоча, продаваха се плочи тогава на Белчев някъде там. Снежка Белчева беше на книжарката.
The recording of this song was sold across the whole country after that music contest. There was a shop for vinyl records in the Sofia city center on Христо Белчев Street. One day I went to the shop and the woman who worked there said, "What is this song, Mr. Buyajiev? Everyone is asking for it." It was a great compliment to hear that, says Mr. Buyajiev. In my view, Bogomil Godev's lyrics contributed a lot to the great success of Sansanuvah song. The verbal message of a given song is of great importance, he says. Bogomil was a very interesting person. He had a degree in chemistry. Bogomil was a son of the renowned Bulgarian folk singer Gudi Gudev and played on the double bass in various orchestras. He also hosted for several years a folklore show at the Bulgarian national radio named Pisnola Gajda Sharena. I discovered his talent to write music texts. The Seagull song, performed by Emil Dimitrov, gave the start of an exceptionally fruitful cooperation between Bogomil Gudev and Atanas Buyajiev, which resulted in the creation of wonderful songs.
Чайка в златната есен полетяла над бели вълни и дочула рибарската песен за незнайни далечни страни. Хор припявали вълните с рибарските весла и целували скалите по зелените чела. Стежен вид край брега полетяла малка чайка над бели вълни да отлитне скопнеш замечтала за незнайни далечни страни. Стария чудак спуснал я през океана на бленувания бряг, но гнездо на брега тя не свила, с тих копнеш затъгувала па. И дълбоко сърцето открила колко свиден е родния бряг, своя бряг, роден бряг, своя бряг, роден бряг.
You've listened to the Seagull song called Песен за чайката. In the beginning of the 1970s, we decided to make folklore songs. We believe that it would be good if we offered the Bulgarian listener songs containing elements of the Bulgarian urban and rural folklore. I wrote two tunes. The first one was named Otkade da vzema sila, or I'm Exhausted, Atanas Bujagiev recalls. Later the song was renamed into Ludo Mlado. However, the song Ludo Mlado never sounded on the airwaves of the Bulgarian national radio because it contained an erotic element. The recording was kept in the radio's library collection of records and was kept on the shelves for decades. Many years later, composer's wife, Lina Bujagieva, accidentally heard the children's choir Petri Chanche at the airwaves of the Bulgarian national radio, and the host announced the folk song Ludo Mlado. The title was changed The lyrics were slightly modified, but the music remained untouched. Atanas Boyajiev and his son, Christian Boyajiev, composer and radio host, gradually found out that there were over 50 different versions of this song. It turned out that the song was repeatedly released on CDs. The mystery was finally unveiled in 2002 with the Vox Populi album of Bulgarian TV host and showman, Slavi Trifonov and his Cuckoo Band. Then the authors of the song became public. The small vinyl record which played the song for the first time, however, had long ago been lost. This song was performed for the first time by Petar Chernev and Magda Panayotova and published by Balkanton Recording Studios. The only proof of the vinyl is a collection published in 1971 by the Union of the Bulgarian Composers. Next, you are going to hear a song written by famous Bulgarian satirist Radoi Ralin. The song was created back in 1962 and turned into a music hit for decades. In 2011, it was recorded with a new arrangement by Bulgarian musician and percussionist Kalin Velov and Tumbaito Band. Today, many young fans of Bulgarian music do not know how old Ropotamu song is, but they gladly sing the song on various concerts and in a series of music clubs.
Нежно бризите полъхва, бели лилии въздъхва. Къде е рая всеки знае, той е в нашата страна. Ропотамо ни посреща, с ласка южна и гореща. Всеки знае къде е рая, той е в нашата страна. Не залез небесата, бърза влюбена реката и щастлива тя.